night and dream that the world had turned around. All our hopes had come to be, and people gathered around. They are all what they can bring. The revolution starts now.
Good afternoon and welcome to Richmond Indie Media News, one of the most progressive half hours on the radio. I'm your host, Rebecca Ferris, and I'm here every Tuesday from 12:30 until 1 o'clock, keeping you up on what's happening in the Richmond progressive community. We want to inspire you by introducing you each week to people who are passionately involved in social justice issues, in human rights, women's rights, trade local issues, energy policy, peace, and environmental issues that directly affect each of us. We want to encourage you to become part of the conversation and to take your role as citizen very seriously. And we empower you to do this through our website, richmond.indymedia.org, and through our radio show here every Tuesday on WRIR, Radio for the Rest of Us. I am so excited about today's show. I am honored to be joined today by people representing candidates and a candidate herself for the United States Senate from the Commonwealth of Virginia. We are focusing today on the Senate race, one of the most important races that will be held this midterm election in the country and certainly here in our Commonwealth. I want everyone to know that all three campaigns were contacted to participate in the show today, and Gail Parker from the Independent Greens is here today. Gail for Rail Parker. Gail, thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you, Rebecca, for having me here.
And we are also joined live here in Studio B by our very own delegate, Jennifer McClellan, representing the Jim Webb campaign. Delegate McClellan, thank you for being here today.
It's a pleasure to be back.
I want you to know that the Allen campaign, George Allen Senate campaign headquarters, were contacted repeatedly throughout the last 4 or 5 weeks, and they were invited to join the show, but George Allen chose not to be here today and chose also not to send a representative. So we are going to continue now with a discussion with these two ladies here, and remember that you can also always stream us at www.wrir.org. I want to start, first of all, by asking each of you if you would like to introduce yourselves and your representative campaigns to our listeners. Ms. Parker?
Thank you, Rebecca. Yes, I'd like your listeners to know that I am a retired Air Force officer with 24 years service in the Air Force Reserve. I'm a retired executive budget analyst. I know the government from the inside out. And I am a mother of three children, a grandmother of four children. We're moving into the next phase of our campaign, which is to talk about the real issue in this campaign, which is really our tax dollars, your tax dollars and my tax dollars. We've got to watch those Washington incumbents. They're pulling the wool over our eyes with one hand and picking our pockets with the other. They're spending our money and putting us into debt, and that's what we're concentrating on now. We have a plan, a positive plan to get us out of debt.
Thank you so much. Delegate McClellan?
Sure. I'm here representing Jim Webb, who is not a career politician. He's actually a career military man. He's a Vietnam veteran, served as Secretary of the Navy under Ronald Reagan, which I know has took up a lot of time at the beginning of the race, but the fact is he served his country in the best way that he knew how at the time, but he felt the Republican Party left him behind. He has always fought for those who are less fortunate than others, or who, he believes that society is judged by the strength of those from the bottom up, not from the top down. And so he is committed to social justice, ensuring that the middle class and lower economic classes have a voice in Washington. He likes to say that the wealthy have their lobbyists, and your senator should be your lobbyist if you're the everyday man. He thinks this country is going in the wrong direction, and the rich continue to get richer, and the poor get poorer, and everybody in the middle is getting squeezed. So he wants to go to Washington and try to do something about that and make sure that Virginia has a senator who will think for himself and not just be a rubber stamp for George Bush, who I think everyone, he believes, and I certainly believe, that George Bush is leading this country in the wrong direction.
Thank you so much. Ms. Parker, you were talking about balancing the federal budget.
Yes.
And the debt. And Delegate McClellan also mentioned that. So why don't we start with that? We have such a limited time today, so we're not going to be able to cover all the issues that we would all love to be able to discuss. But this seems to be on both campaigns' agendas. So, Ms. Parker, why don't you start with that? Should we talk about the budget and the debt?
Certainly. A lot of people don't know how much the federal budget is. This year, the federal budget is $2.7 trillion. And the debt is $8.5 trillion. We've been running deficits every year, these recurring deficits, and they add each year to the debt. This year, the interest on the debt alone is $300 billion, Rebecca. Just the interest on the debt. And coincidentally, we're projecting about a $300 billion deficit again this year that will be added to the debt next year. We have a plan to get us out of debt, and that is we need to, first of all, install an auditable accounting system at the Pentagon. We've got to know where our money is going. Right now, it's planned for the year 2011. It needs to be moved up to this year to install an auditable accounting system. We've got to stop those no-bid, uncontested contracts. Cut out the waste. Last year, by one account, there was $170 billion of no-bid, uncontested contracts. We know for a fact that we can save 20% on every contract just by competing it. We could take the savings and build rail in Virginia, which will cut our dependency on foreign oil and let us get out of Iraq. We see building high-speed rail as a positive solution that helps us get out of Iraq and lets us balance the budget and pay off the debt.
Delegate McClellan?
Sure. The first figure I want to throw out is everybody should remember that when Bill Clinton left office in 2000, there was a $5.8 trillion surplus. That's more. You just heard that this year's budget is $2.7 trillion. That's more than this year's budget alone. When George Bush and George Allen got elected in 2000, since they've been there, we now have a $5.6 trillion deficit. So they clearly are part of this new, spend and cut generation of Republicans. And that needs to change. Jim Webb supports pay-as-you-go rules so that whenever there's new spending, it's offset with cuts in some other program, because families make budgeting decisions all the time. The federal government should have to do the same. Gail mentioned the waste that's going on in Iraq with these no-bid contracts. Jim Webb supports creation of a commission that would oversee some of this waste and construction spending in Iraq, and he supports bidding these contracts out. I don't believe George Allen does, or at least I haven't heard him talking about that.
George Allen voted twice against establishing a commission to oversee contracting practices. If we quote the Virginian Pilot, one of the respected newspapers in Virginia, quote, Allen is part of a new breed of borrow and spend Republicans.
That's exactly right. And, he thinks that all you need to do is pass a balanced budget amendment to fix the budget, but that would take a while. In the meantime, we need to do something now about getting the spending under control.
Gail, did you want to talk to us a little bit more about your plan to balance the budget and get us out of debt?
Certainly. Rebecca, I believe that I am the best candidate in this race because I know how to cut a budget. I know the government from the inside out, and I have years' experience in cutting the budget, and we need to cut spending. Our plan, of course, is it's a three-step plan. The first thing we do is install an auditable accounting system at the Pentagon. That's where the most amount of the dollars are being spent right now, is at the Pentagon. And we need to be able to track the dollars from the time it's appropriated till the time it's spent. So the first thing we do is move up the installation of that auditable accounting system to install it immediately. We cut out those no-bid, uncontested contracts and require that they all, with a few exceptions, require that they be competed. And we can save 20%. We can build rail. Rail will cut our dependency on foreign oil. We need a rail system, high-speed rail system, here in Virginia. Let's begin with Virginia first. Build a rail from the National Capital Area to Richmond, from Richmond all the way to Virginia Beach, and from Richmond to Roanoke. There's also been another rail proposal that's put forward by the community. It's called the Trans-Dominion Express. It takes high-speed rail, or builds high-speed rail, from Bristol to Roanoke, over to Lynchburg, to Charlottesville. It has a spur over to Richmond. It's almost as an afterthought to build it to Richmond, but then it takes it from Charlottesville to Orange, Culpeper, and on into the National Capital Area.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to WRIR 97.3 FM. This is the Richmond Indy Media News Show. I'm your host, Rebecca Ferris, here live in Studio B with Gail the Rail Parker, Senate candidate for the United States Senate from the Commonwealth of Virginia, and our very own delegate, Jennifer McClellan, representing the Jim Webb candidacy for the Senate. Ladies, I know that it is well reported in the news media that George Allen is considering a run for the presidency. I am curious as to whether or not, Ms. Parker, if you were elected, if you would commit to staying in the Senate representing Virginians for the full six-year term.
Well, actually, Rebecca, I don't know if I could make that commitment or not. I do want to be your senator, and I am making promises that the first thing I will do is introduce a bill to balance the federal budget, and I will continue to advocate for rail. We are, however, looking for a presidential candidate to run in 08 because rail is a national issue, and we need someone to run. If you are out there and you're listening to us and you want to run for president, call us 703-960-5602. We are looking for a presidential candidate in 08 to advocate for rail.
And Delegate McClellan, Jim Webb's plans for after he's elected to the Senate?
I think we have not spoken about that, but I think that Jim Webb intends to stay in the Senate for as long as the people of Virginia will have him there.
Excellent. Let's talk a little bit now about Iraq. I think that's a very big, important issue in everyone's mind, and it has to do with energy. It certainly has to do with the budget. Delegate McClellan, could you give us a little bit of information about Jim Webb's position on Iraq and some of his solutions to this conundrum?
Sure. Jim Webb believes that we're fighting the wrong war in Iraq. He opposed going, invading Iraq before we went in there. He felt that Saddam Hussein was not an immediate threat, but there were other countries, as we're seeing, North Korea, who could be. We were still in the middle of fighting against terrorism in Afghanistan. And the experts agreed Iraq would not be a significant terrorist threat unless we invaded it, and we see what has happened since we invaded. So, we always hear President Bush and George Allen say we need to stay the course, we need to complete the mission. No one has ever said what the mission is. And so, you know, Jim Webb thinks that the first step is we need to declare that America has no intention of being a permanent occupying force in Iraq. The president and Senator Allen are not prepared to do that as far as we can tell.
George Allen has voted supports the construction of permanent military bases.
Right.
Yes. Gail Parker, how do you feel about permanent military bases in Iraq?
We really feel that, without a doubt, it's our addiction to oil that has us over in Iraq and the Middle East. And if we can cut our dependency and our addiction to oil, we can get out of that mess.
Can you talk to us about the rail solution and its connection to the war in Iraq?
Well,
and oil dependency?
Certainly, Rebecca. High-speed rail reduces our dependency on oil. We believe, well, this year, we have imported $300 billion in oil products. For a third of that, we can build a high-speed rail system nationwide that will cut our dependency on oil in half. In half, yes, it will. And we want to begin that building that system in Virginia. There are a lot of advantages to building it in Virginia. We've recently had closings announced in some of our manufacturing businesses, and we believe that we can build high-speed rail cars and preserve our industrial base and keep our folks working. Building rail in Virginia will provide high paying jobs, good jobs for Virginians. And we believe there are a lot of advantages all the way around, but mainly it cuts our dependency on foreign oil, reduces our need to be in that area, and lets us bring our troops home very carefully. We say we can't tuck tail and avoid the need for rail. Whether we're over there or whether we come home immediately, we still need to build rail. We need rail.
Delegate McClellan?
Let me just say, I'm speaking as a delegate and not on behalf of Jim Webb, but I just need to say I absolutely agree with Gail on the high-speed rail issue. We just finished dealing with, or not dealing with, transportation here, and rail should have been a much bigger part of that conversation. But I want to take that and talk a little bit about oil. And again, she's right. A lot of why we're over in Iraq has to do with our dependency on foreign oil.
And you, or as the president puts it, our addiction.
Our addiction. And you keep hearing the Georges, Allen and Bush, say how we need to get off of that addiction. But their solution is to drill for oil here in the United States, either in, I think it's the Alaskan, ANWR, I never know what it stands for, Alaskan Natural Wildlife Reserve, or actually off Chesapeake Bay. I mean, they're looking to drill for oil here in the United States. That will do nothing to fix our addiction to fossil fuels, which hurt the environment and are going to go away. But what we need to do is find alternative fuels. And Jim Webb is committed to doing that. Again, you hear very little from Senator Allen about what he wants to do to replace oil as our major use of energy.
Rail, alternatives, conservation. Mm-hmm. George Allen voted to open up the Alaskan National Wildlife Reserve to drilling for oil 8 times. Allen has voted for a total of $44 billion in tax breaks for oil companies while in the Senate, and he opposed a tax on the recent windfall profits of the oil companies. And he has also voted consistently against alternative fuel sources. I think those are very important things that we need to be aware of. I am very interested in the issue of the minimum wage, and I'd like both of your candidacies to address that, please. George Allen has voted against raising the minimum wage 4 times, which, as our listeners probably know, is at $5.15 an hour and has been there for 10 years, I believe. During the same period, however, George Allen voted to raise his own salary 4 times. So I'm wondering about you, Gail Farrell Parker, the independent Green candidate for the United States Senate here in Virginia. What are your feelings about minimum wage?
Well, we would be in favor of raising the minimum wage, but we believe the best way to provide good-paying jobs for Virginians is to build high-speed rail. It will create new jobs that will have, hopefully, good health benefits and attached to it as well. That's the way we believe in elevating the wage is for Virginians, is by creating good-paying jobs. We also believe that the incumbent had an opportunity to vote at least 20 times on the appropriation bills, the authorization bills, and the supplementals that created the debt that we have right now, the $8.5 trillion debt, and the recurring deficits. So if we had started building rail 6 years ago, we would have it now.
We are spending $1.5 billion every week in Iraq. I'm wondering where you think that $1.5 billion might be spent differently to a greater benefit for the American people.
Well, if we weren't spending money abroad in Iraq, we would have that funds to either cut taxes or to spend on domestic programs like building rail. We need rail. We need high-speed rail, not only in Virginia, but across the United States of America.
Delegate McClellan, Jim Webb's position on raising the minimum wage?
Jim Webb would supports raising the minimum wage because he believes that, you know, while the rich are getting richer, the poor are getting poorer, and the middle class is getting squeezed by stagnant wages. And I think, you know, 515 is on an annual basis is below the federal poverty line. So he is strongly committed to raising the minimum wage. He's also strongly committed to trying to curb outsourcing of jobs so that we can have more, hopefully higher wage jobs here in the United States rather than abroad, going abroad.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to WRIR 97.3 LPFM in Richmond, and this is the Richmond Indie Media News Show. I'm your host, Rebecca Ferris, and I'm here every Tuesday from 12:30 until 1 o'clock, bringing you the news from the progressive community in Richmond. I am joined here live in Studio B today with our very own delegate, Jennifer McClellan from District 71, who is representing the Jim Webb campaign for the Senate today. And also we have the Independent Green Party's Senate candidate here with us, Gail Forrail Parker. And we are discussing some of the issues that are important in the race for in the lives, excuse me, of Virginians. I want our listeners to know that the George Allen campaign was invited to be here with us today, but they chose not to participate. So we wanted everyone to be aware of that. There are very many people in the Commonwealth of Virginia who are concerned about education, and I wondered if we could just speak about that for a moment. Delegate McClellan, could you briefly outline for us Jim Webb's position on No Child Left Behind?
I'd be happy to. You asked a minute ago where some of the money going to Iraq could go.
Yes.
It could go to fully fund No Child Left Behind, the mandates that George Bush put in place and George Allen voted for. They've never been fully funded, which means they're useless. And so Jim Webb would support fully funding No Child Left Behind.
Actually, Allen voted against the amendment that would have fully funded that.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Also related to education is and where that money could be spent is Jim Webb would support or proposes making college tuition tax deductible, which I think would help a lot of American families, particularly Virginia families, to send their students to college, because we are seeing now that just getting a college diploma may not be enough to get a good job. A lot of times you need more than that. And yet a lot of people are forced when they come out of college, they've got a whole lot of debt. And they're, again, not getting high-wage jobs to help pay off that debt. And so education in general is the silver bullet here to help a lot of society's ills. And we could do a much better job making it affordable to everybody and not just the wealthy.
So that's a priority of Jim Webb's candidacy?
Yes.
Education?
Yes.
Ms. Parker?
Well, education is another issue that's close to my heart. Only about 6% or 8% now of the federal funding in Virginia comes from, of the only 8% of the education money in Virginia comes from federal sources, and that's up 2% from previous years, from 2002. This issue, it highlights another issue that we're promoting, and that is we need more folks to run for office. Rebecca, it's no longer enough for us to just vote and be well informed on the issues. We need folks to run for office themselves now. We cannot continue to send millionaires and lawyers to the Congress and expect them to represent the interest of the rest of us. We need to take a more active role ourselves and run for office. We ask your listeners to join us. To join us, run for office as our candidate, and advocate for rail. Our website is www.votejoinrun.us. My website is www.gailparker.us. Please visit them and join us and run for office as our candidate next year.
This program is dedicated to inspiring people, encouraging people, empowering people to step into the role of citizen very, very committedly. If I were to put all of the levels of involvement on a continuum, certainly running for office, holding office, would be at the very top of that list. So my thanks and congratulations to both of you for stepping into that position. Ms. Parker, I know that one of the most important issues in your campaign is the idea of term limits. Could you talk to us about that a little bit?
Yes, we support term limits. And by the way, I promise that I will only be in office 2 years if I am elected, no longer than 2 years. But term limits is a part of our program and our platform as well.
Could you explain that to our listeners a little bit, what term limits are?
Well, we need more participation in our process. We believe that more participation is the answer rather than less. You know, last year we had only 50% of the delegates in the House of Delegates ran unopposed. It was only the incumbent on the ballot. And my apologies, Jennifer, but we believe that the process works better when there are at least two candidates on the ballot in every race. So we encourage people to run for office and advocate for rail. Participation is the key. And we believe that is the way that we get the process to begin to change, is by encouraging more people to participate as a candidate.
Absolutely. Ladies, we only have a few minutes left, so I'd like to give each of you an opportunity to recap and to give your contact information again. I know we all encourage all of our listeners to get out and vote on November 7th. Delegate McClellan, speaking on behalf of the Jim Webb campaign for Senate.
Sure. Let me start by giving the contact information. Jim's webpage is webforsenate.com. You can read all about him and much more depth on the issues. But in general, Jim believes that this country is splitting into three parts. The rich get richer, the poor get poorer, and the middle class is squeezed in between by stagnant wages and just struggling to make ends meet. He thinks that the middle class and the poor need a voice in Congress that they don't currently have in Senator Allen, and they need someone who is going to think independently and question some of what the administration is doing, so that we do have a system of checks and balances that we were intended to have, not just a rubber stamp for the president.
Thank you so much. Gail Farrell Parker?
Yes. Our campaign, Rebecca, is about faith. It's about family. It's about freedom. And it's about being fiscally conservative and socially responsible. We can no longer afford to send millionaires and lawyers to Congress. We need to participate by running for office ourselves. And we need to balance the federal budget and pay off the debt. That is the real issue in this campaign. It's your tax dollars and my tax dollars. Please visit our website, www.gailparker.us. Join us and run for office as our candidate and advocate for rail.
Thank you both so much for being here. We have run out of time before we've run out of things to talk about, so I just want to finish by encouraging everyone to come tonight to Nonsuch, 918 West Gray Street at 7 o'clock. There will be a showing of the film I. This event is going to be an opportunity to view and discuss the role of independent media in the world and here in Richmond. The Richmond IMC is hosting this event, and you will have the opportunity to learn more about our Independent Media Center and to get directly involved with the Richmond Independent Media Center. If you want to know more about this, call Aaron at 804-218-9261 or go to the website www.ithefilm.com. Well, thank you so much for this for listening today to this wonderful conversation, and I would just like to leave all of you with this thought. Remember, silence is complicity.
The Yarn Lounge in Tarrytown is a place where knitters can bask in the very textures.